Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
And we're staying with this story now. And speaking on the news at one in relation to that story, the General Secretary of the Financial Services Union, John O'Connell, said today that the announcement came out of the blue. And he described the situation as deeply worrying and said he's looking for confirmation that staff would move to the Bank of Ireland if the proposed deal between the Bank of Ireland and KBC goes through. Currently, KBC has 320,000 customers. Our reporter John Cook caught up with just a couple of them in Limerick.
Oh, this is the first that have been made aware of it, yeah.
Just in the news today that they might be selling to Bank of Ireland.
Yes.
You have your home loan, your mortgage with them?
Yes, we do. Look, hopefully it'll all go through fine anyway, you know.
Is your mortgage in arrears or paid up?
No, it's all paid up fine. It's all paid fine. So we have to just hope that it'll be okay, you know.
And how do you feel about being a Bank of Ireland customer then, if that's what happens?
Well, I have my own personal account with them, so yeah, again, I'd be fine. I think you have to kind of trust that it'll be all right anyway, yeah. Yeah.
We had actually switched from Bank of Ireland years ago to KBC. So, yeah, I'll probably move again now.
You could be going back to Bank of Ireland. So, how do you feel about that?
No, I'd prefer not to. So, I'll be looking around again.
And what was the attraction of KBC?
It's just easy banking. We've never had any issues. I suppose day-to-day banking in the hubs and even online, they've been fantastic. So
you've no loans outstanding now.
No, you'll just
be moving money, hopefully.
So,
are you surprised to hear they're quitting the Irish market?
I did, actually, yeah. So, I must log on now and have a look. So, yeah. I can't keep up with the whole lot of them now. But
yeah, lots of change in the banking sector.
Yeah. So, it'll just be interesting to see now who has the better deal.
So, are you a KBC customer yourself?
I am, yes.
You're just calling in to the hub here in Limerick. Had you questions? Was it because of the sale?
Just inquiring about other matters, like just pensions.
Were you surprised to hear the news about a possible sale?
I was very surprised and very disappointed. No, there are only two banks left to deal with. And there are two banks I wouldn't like to be dealing with anyway.
Had you moved to KBC for a particular reason, or did you get your mortgage with them? Or
I moved from Ulster Bank before Ulster Bank were closing.
Right.
Now there's less banks to deal with.
Is your mortgage, if you don't mind me asking, a performing loan, or are you in arrears, or would you have any worries about what happens to it if it gets moved?
No, my mortgage is okay.
And how do you feel about becoming a Bank of Ireland customer? So
not happy about it. No, not happy about having to move to another bank that I have no choice with. I don't like Bank of Ireland or the AIB.
Did you find your conditions better with KBC?
I find the staff in there brilliant.
And presumably you can hang on to the same conditions with your loan, or do you know that, or were they able to tell you anything today?
They weren't, no, but you expect your conditions to stay the same. They'll have to.
Staff inside seem to be a bit shocked about the news too, I think.
They are, they're disappointed. It's not fair on them either. They weren't told officially, they heard it over the radio.
I'm so cross today. No notice to the customers, no indication of what's going to happen. All I know is that Bank of Ireland are involved. I think they're running them out the door. They just want all the customers for themselves. And that bank is owned by us, the Bank of Ireland. I am so, so cross. I'm cross with the government, I'm cross with the Bank of Ireland, and I'm very cross with KBC.
Do you mind me asking what kind of business you do at KBC?
I have two mortgages with them.
Well, those mortgages, will they move to Bank of Ireland? Or if they're non-performing loans, they may get sold somewhere else. Do you mind me asking?
They're well-performing, but I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen to it, my business.
If you get moved to another bank like Bank of Ireland and you have the same conditions as KBC, is that okay?
I'd like to have that choice myself. There is also AIB. There's also a permanent ESB. I'd like that choice myself, told someone to tell me what they're doing with my money.
You can move your mortgage, can't you? Shop around is what they tell you.
I shouldn't have to.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to.
Some unhappy KBC customers on the streets of Limerick there, speaking to John Cook. Well, I'm joined now by Jill Kirby, who is a financial journalist. Jill, thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, good afternoon.
Bad news, isn't it? There's no other way looking at it. This is bad news for the customer. When Ulster Bank goes, and assuming KBC are going to go now too, there'll be three banks left.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And I think this is, it's come as a surprise, not just obviously to the staff, but to customers as well. I mean, apparently, there was discussions with Bank of Ireland a couple of months ago. I don't think that really filtered down to too many people. And I know that there were quite a lot of people already looking to KBC, and possibly like your contributor there, having actually moved already from Ulster Bank to KBC. So there's a lot of issues here. People with mortgages, at least the terms and conditions of their mortgages are guaranteed. So wherever they go, they're going to have the same terms and conditions, but they may not like the bank it goes to. I think there's going to be, Sarah, another issue, and that is depositors. Part of the problem at the moment is that nobody really wants people's savings. And they don't want it because there is no yield for either the customer or, frankly, the bank. There's not, you know, they can lend it out, but there's a cost associated with large tranches of deposits. There's, you know, you don't pay the bank at the moment for them holding your deposits, and that could very well be introduced. So there's going to be, I don't know, 24, 25 billion euros looking for new savings accounts. And the unfortunately, the credit unions will not be able to take that money. Most of them have limits of between 10 and 20,000 euros on individual deposits. So where is all that money going to go? And a lot of people may not be happy if you know, the numbers are reduced to AIB, Bank of Ireland, maybe Permanent TSB. So that's another issue. I think it's, you know, but this is a legacy of the Great Crash. And
well, listen, I wanted to ask you about KBC in and of itself and how healthy it is from a financial perspective. I mean, would they have many underperforming loans? Like, well, what is behind this decision, do you think?
They've got about nearly, I think it's 9 billion in good loans. That's what Bank of Ireland wants. But they have about 1.5 billion in underperforming loans. Those would be personal loans, presumably corporate loans, and of course some mortgages. And I think what this suggests too, and it's an issue that has not been discussed at all because COVID is dominating everything, but KBC was a very, I thought it was quite a good bank. Certainly the response I've had from readers is that it was a very good bank. It had a very good IT system. It was, you know, it was aiming for a slightly younger demographic who didn't want to have to worry about having to go into banks. It was very much online. It was offering very good online services. So
What went wrong,
I think, is that they're looking into the future. Nobody has crystal balls, but they're certainly looking into the future, and they're looking at the post-COVID recovery. And I think between all the restrictions they have on lending from the central bank, the very strict lending conditions that apply, the very high capital that they must hold, three times greater than the capital they have to hold in other countries where they're represented, and then they're looking forward, and they're saying, you know, maybe the post-COVID recovery isn't going to be that great here for lots of different reasons. One of them is, you know, the fact that once all of the supports that the government have given for unemployment payments and for keeping companies going, once that's all gone, we're going to be left with a very large debt that's going to have to be repaid, and we're going to have a lot of people who will not be employed again. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking at potentially a bigger tranche of underperforming or bad loans. Many of them could be home loans. When all these supports are off, who knows what's going to happen? And I have a feeling they're looking forward and saying, we don't think it's going to be as good as it could have been. The recovery may not be as strong here as people have been suggesting. But nobody's been talking about that post-COVID period. And I think KBC are saying, listen, we just can't make money here because of all of that.
Just some sort of more technical things for customers who might be thinking about, might find themselves in this situation where their loans are going to be moved if this all goes ahead, potentially to Bank of Ireland by the looks of things. And as you said, under the current system, they should be able to still have the terms and conditions that they have in KBC. But
yes,
I wonder, Jill, for how long? Like, for example, if you're on a fixed term rate, do you know, like, what happens when you finish that fixed term rate? Because obviously you won't be able to avail of KBC rates.
No, that's
you
right.
Know?
I mean, you won't. I mean, if you have a 3-year fixed rate mortgage right now, you don't know what the fixed rate is or what the variable rate will be when it ends, whether you were with KBC or with Bank of Ireland. So that is a Sarah, that's an issue that people are going to have to take into account. You know, which of the three last banks will maybe have the best mortgage terms? You have no idea. So you're taking your chances. I mean, it's a bit of a lottery. You go to either of one of the three of them, and who knows what their terms and conditions will be after you come off that fixed rate.
Okay.
So that is an issue, and it's very worrying and it's disturbing. But listen, this is the legacy of the Great Crash, and the fact, I think if COVID hadn't have happened, KBC would never have left.
Okay, well, look, on that point, I will leave you. But thank you very much, Jill Kirby, for joining us this evening. That's Jill Kirby, financial journalist. And you can let us know your thoughts to 51551. We're going to be speaking to the Minister for Housing about this just after 5 o'clock.